This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes highlighting research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Germán Rosas Acosta from the Department of Biological Sciences. And Germán, welcome.
Good morning, Keith. Thank you for inviting me.
Just tell the audience, what do you do in the way of research over there?
Well, what we are doing in the Department of Biological Sciences is trying to study the interactions that are established between the influenza virus and the different systems in the cell that it infects in order to come out with new ways to treat the influenza virus.
Flu has been around forever, and it comes every year, one strain, two strains. How come we're not further advanced with being able to say, oh, it's the flu season, here's your shot, go away, we're all happy.
You're totally right. We've been facing annual epidemics of the flu, and still to this day, every single time, there are a very good number of deaths that are associated with the influenza infection. And the issue is that this particular virus mutates very rapidly, meaning it actually changes its genomic composition very quickly because it makes many mistakes when it is replicating its own genome. So that makes the virus very difficult to control simply because it changes very rapidly. So it's difficult to control from that point of view. The virus changes, but the systems that the virus uses to replicate within the cell are not changing that quickly. So the virus relies on the same cellular systems all the time. So our idea is that if we can actually get a better knowledge of the specific metabolic pathways that are used by the virus in the cell, maybe we can develop new ways of treating the infection by blocking those cellular pathways that are totally essential for the virus. And specifically, we are looking at one that is called the simulation system. So this is a way to modify proteins, to make them behave in different ways. And we know that the virus is very dependent on this system. So what we are trying to do is play with that system to make it impossible for the virus to replicate efficiently within the cell.
Are you having any success? You've been at this for a few years now.
Yes. And, well, so recently we were able to determine that this system, the cellular simulation system, is one that the cell hyperactivates in order to neutralize viral infection. And this is a very, very new finding that is likely to have important consequences in the whole scientific arena about how we actually see the ways in which the cell responds to viral infections.
You have a research team. I know this. I know some of the people in your team. Mm-hmm. Just what is a team constructed of?
Well, we have a few PhD students. We have several master's students. And each one of those students directs a relatively small group of undergraduate students that are directly guided by them.
So it's a self-replicating process.
Yes.
Like
and my hope is that our undergraduate students become our next generation of graduate students in the lab.
Germán Rosas Acosta, Department of Biological Sciences, on the forefront of fighting influenza. Been a pleasure to have you here on 100 of 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.